The money would go into Sika's general fund. The hope is for less plastics in the environment. And the public show of support for a plastic bag fee was strong Tuesday night. 15 citizens spoke in favor, including Jennifer Carter.
If Anchorage can do this, we can do this. If Hawaii, the entire state of Hawaii, can do this, we can do this.
And Doug Osborne, chair of Sika's Health and Human Services Commission.
Sika grocers alone distribute 2 million plastic bags annually.
Plastic pollution on land and sea is a global problem. Advocates for the law said the fee would be an economic nudge to shoppers to bring a reusable bag when they shop. Michelle Putz leads the citizens group Bags for Change. In the past year, they've rounded up canvas bags and distributed them across town, all to set the wheels of abandoning plastic in motion.
As I've told these guys, I like to think of this as Sitka's plastic pollution solution revolution. We're starting that here now.
And Putz said she has the numbers to back it up. Her group polled citizens at Sitka's three grocery stores. 70% of shoppers favored a ban or a fee. A similar poll on Sika Chatter saw 53% in favor. It was a mountain of data and advocacy, which persuaded the majority of assembly members. But those in dissent disputed the ordinance for economic reasons. Assemblymember Aaron Bean saw the fee as yet another tax on citizens.
I see a fee as not a very good solution to a very serious problem. If the idea is to reduce plastic bags in the community, then we need to ban them.
Assemblymember Stephen Eisenbeiss said he could not support the ordinance as written because it created more accounting work for business owners. Since they're the ones upholding the fee, he argued, they should be compensated.
I think that there is a cost to the businesses, and we need to consider that as well. The other half of the money, I think, should go to the solid waste fund.
Since, he reasoned, solid waste finances the disposal of plastic bags. Eisenbeiss then made a motion to rewrite the ordinance, saying the collected revenue should be split between retailers and the solid waste fund. It failed for lack of a second. Eisenbeiss owns a local business, but Mayor Matthew Hunter ruled it was not a conflict of interest. The plastic bag ordinance passed as written by a vote of 4-2, with Eisenbeiss and Bean voting against. Assemblymember Bob Petruski was not on the phone at the time to partake in the vote. In other business, the Assembly raised harbor rates by 6%. They also authorized, on first reading, issuing revenue bonds to pay back state loans for future capital projects. The vote was close, 4-3 on both projects. That's phase one of reconstructing Crescent Harbor and renovations to Sika's Rocky Gutierrez Airport. The majority, which included Mayor Matthew Hunter, Kevin Knox, Bob Petruski, and Ben Miyasato, supported the city's bonding strategy. Those in dissent, which included Bean, Eisenbeiss, and Richard Ween, did not. Here's an exchange between Eisenbeiss and Hunter demonstrating their differences.
The harbor master and his staff have come forward to me and said that the harbor is failing, that it's getting old, it is due for replacement. I understand that. I fully do. But another large debt load, another rate covenant, I don't know. It's a hard sell for me.
Stephen, I get it. I agree. And the only reason I think that this is something that should really be done right now and we shouldn't put off is because of that grant fund that's available now and we may never have an opportunity to get.
Hunter is referring to a $5 million state grant for the Crescent Harbor project. The bond ordinances will come up for second and final reading on September 25th. The Assembly also heard a report from two locals, Scott MacArthur and Andrew Frisky, to propose a mitigation structure on South Kramer Avenue. A housing development in that area was destroyed in a landslide in 2015. The Assembly directed City Administrator Keith Brady to continue discussions with MacArthur and Frisky about that structure under the condition that the city was held harmless. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Emily Kwong.